What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Brief little moment here to talk a little NFL football because it never totally stops. We have Kenneth Cott in a hideous Macho Man t-shirt to provide the NFL blitz.
This courtesy of Pro Football Focus, PFF put out their tiered quarterback list. Seven different tiers of value of quarterback.
Seven?
It is a seven-tier list. We're going to rattle our way through it, okay?
God. Okay.
The seventh one, they call the holdovers, just the quarterbacks who are either bad or we just haven't seen enough of them to put them higher on the list.
So hold on. Let's have fun with this.
We're just doing starting quarterbacks.
I was going to ask you, are these 32 quarterbacks broken up into...
Well, it's 32 teams, seven tiers, but there are combinations. Like, I'll give you one on the list, for example, is Darnold / McCarthy, because we don't know.
Okay, fair. Like, Darnold would be a stopgap. But these are holdovers?
Yes.
All right, let me hear the holdover classification.
Daniel Jones, O'Connell, Minshew, Darnold, McCarthy, and Jared Stidham, Bo Nix.
Yes.
That's 29 through 32.
I think you could also label that guys heading into coffin. Like, it's seriously. I mean, Minshew is a great table setter, great backup. He's a guy in a pinch that can help you. Not a starting quarterback in this league for an 18-week season.
No.
The Darnold thing, it's only because McCarthy's not ready. Daniel Jones, it's because they're stuck with him. And Stidham, I bet you Bo Nix wins the job out of camp, be honest with you. So, yes, I'm fine with that. All right, let's go tier six.
Tier six is, quote, the next generation. So, for obvious reasons, you have Will Levis, you have Jaden Daniels, Jacoby Brissett / Drake May, and Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson. That makes up 24 through 27 or 28.
I like it, but believe it or not, I like the Brissett May combo.
What?
I think Brissett.
Are you back to doing coke again?
No.
Brissett May combo with no weapons. Paul Sarah knows. You're man, back on the dust again,
I'm
aren't you?
Down the road, I think Brissett's going to start, and you know the kid's going to learn, and he's going to be good. That's all.
Okay. I would put that. I would put Brissett in tier seven.
I also would. The next one is can win or lose an entire game single-handedly. That's tier five.
All right, let me hear this.
That's 20, Baker Mayfield, 21, Derek Carr, 22, Russell Wilson, 23, Deshaun Watson.
Really, really good.
It is.
But I would have put your team in there, too. Sorry.
Who?
I put Daniel Jones in that
list. He's not good enough to be in that tier. He's terrible.
But he can win or lose.
He can't win you a game. Even when the Giants went to the playoffs, he had 14 touchdowns.
With his legs. He can win you one
game. He's in a wheelchair. So, look, the Watson one is the one that really jumps out. When he just stays out of the way and makes some throws, they're great. But, man, do you see Watson make some hideous decisions. That's the one that jumps out to me. Some of those guys are over the hill. This is a dude with the largest guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL.
The next one is the most populated tier of the list. It's called the melting pot of quarterbacks. It contains 11 through 19. So stop me when you have something to say on one of them. 19 is Caleb Williams, 18 Geno Smith, 17 Kyler Murray, and 16 Jared Goff is in there.
Oh, Goff should be. He should be better.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
What kind of list is this?
I just saw an ESPN list today where they have the top 10 by all the executives and the
We'll get into that. We will get that one, too.
Look, the Caleb Williams one is the other one I take issue with. I'm a big believer, Stoney. I'm a big believer in the Bears this year. Yeah. I think they're going to be a pain in the ass. And Caleb, if he is anything close to what's been promised, with the weapons they've provided him, they're going to be a pain in the ass because that defense is good.
Don't you think you'd have the exact same opinion if they kept Justin Fields?
No.
Really?
No.
I do.
Because, again, look at his record. He doesn't win football games.
But he's got better stuff with him this year.
Okay, but again, I can't. Like, okay. The league spoke on Justin Fields. not quarterback. I believed for a long time, but I have to get, he's football's Wyatt Langford. I've got to let go. There we go. We've lost Tony. I got to let it go.
And continuing in the melting pot of quarterbacks, above Jared Goff, mind you, 15, Kirk Cousins.
No.
14, Tua.
No.
I'm sorry, Mike. This one's really going to grind your gears. 13, the rat himself.
No.
Brock Purdy.
There is no world I take Brock Purdy over Jared Goff. None. None.
Oh, because he's more mobile, Mike.
I don't care.
I know.
They have disrespected Jared Goff in unimaginable ways.
I know.
And the last two in this tier is Trevor Lawrence and 11, Jordan Love.
See, I would take Love over Goff, and I'm not saying that to be provocative. I think Jordan Love has stepped forward and has incredible physical gifts, and he ushered in an offense with a collection of nobodies at wide receiver. Young, mid-round selection guys. Jordan Love might be a top five QB in this league. That's the one. The rest of them, you could put Goff over.
I need more evidence on Love. He was terrific, like you said. But once the tape is out, sometimes defenses can adjust.
Now, the next tier is playoff caliber quarterbacks. Number 10, C.J. Stroud. 9, Jalen Hurts. 8, Aaron Rodgers. Stoney, you look confused.
Well, I'm confused because Jared Goff fits that category of a player. He won two playoff games this past year. He went to a Super Bowl with another team.
I'm with Mike Stone. Come on. I stand with Mr. Stone.
Yeah, you can't tell me that there's 15 better quarterbacks in football than Jared Goff.
No.
That does seem a little ridiculous. 9 was Hurts. 8 was Aaron Rodgers. 7, Matthew Stafford. 6, Dak Prescott.
Stop. The group you listed as playoff quarterbacks, both of them would be above Stafford and Dak for me.
Goff, right?
No. C.J. Stroud or Matt Stafford?
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud or Numbnuts. What was the other guy? No, Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's out of order. The Goff slander in this, I mean, my goodness. But then again, it's Pro Football Focus. They probably had some guy in Ireland put the list together.
I was going to say, this isn't like it's a blogger's list for some website. This is PFF. You'd expect it to be maybe a little bit closer.
Yeah, if you ask TJ Lang about PFF.
No, he's not a fan. The last one in this postseason caliber quarterbacks is Justin Herbert at number 5.
Okay. I think Herbert is a little too high. This is a guy that's never made the playoffs. This is a guy that it's all hype. Very little on the delivery.
No, he made the playoffs. He just blew a big lead in their playoff game against
Miami.
Oh,
you're right. Hasn't won a playoff game. Yes. I apologize.
That's okay.
Yes. Yeah, the Trevor Lawrence game.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
This tier, I have a feeling you're really going to take issue with.
What?
The elite is what this tier is called.
Okay.
4, Josh Allen. A little high for me. 3, Joe Burrow. And 2, Lamar Jackson.
I'm out.
Number 2.
He is the Dexter Manley of quarterbacks. He can't read a defense. Illiterate. Can't read a defense. And again, go to the Chiefs game, watch the tape. Steve Spagnuolo said, you can't read a defense. You can't stay in the pocket, and you can't sort coverage, and you can't throw it accurately.
What if this list only involved regular season games?
Then he'd be the best quarterback in football.
Okay.
And there's an argument for number 2, but on this list, if you all of it total, we had playoff caliber quarterbacks. I think Lamar probably drops into the middle or bottom of that.
I'm done with it. Losing playoff record, a guy whose numbers just, and all the time it's always, oh, poor Lamar. Oh, he needs this. Oh, he needs that. Really? They've done everything for him. Oh, you want Odell? We'll give you Odell. You want us to take a first-round wide receiver? We'll do it. And then we'll do it again with Zay Jones. Continued reinvestment in the O-line. Continued reinvestment in running backs. Oh, hey, we got one great tight end. Here's another in Isaiah Likely.
And he plays with a great defense.
Thank you. Enough.
And the last tier is just called Mahomes, and it features one player, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's God tier.
Yeah.
He's the Michael Jordan of the NFL, period. I mean, I don't think I'll ever see a player like him again in my lifetime. He is, Stoney, I don't know, man. You've got a bigger catalog than I do. He's the best quarterback I've ever watched.
He's the best. Look, has he won as many as Brady? No. Has he won as many as Montana? No. But when you combine how many he's won with the actual talent and what he can do and the innovation, the improvisation that he does, he's the best this old fart's ever seen.
And that is In Football Today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.